Some of the challenges are flooding situation. From time to time, we have drought situation whereby the farmers are suffering because of lack of rain. As you know, we are in the hurricane belt, so from time to time, we experience the approach of hurricane.
Is the situation getting worse?
Yes, we have areas in parts of the countries that we suffer from time to time the flooding situation. In the particular part of my constituency, in the Belize River Valley area or Belle Rive area, where the livestock farmers, because of flooding situation, we had to build a holding facility. So we're able, during the flood period, to hold the cattle in a safe area for those farmers in that area.
It sounds as though Belize is pretty well prepared for the eventuality of a disaster striking.
We are trying to do our best. We have the NEMA representative on the different line ministries in our government so that we can give advice as to the way forward in terms of making life easier in terms of a disaster. So we are trying to do our best to make sure that we can facilitate and help our people when that time occurs.
One of the issues that is often raised by government representatives is that disaster risk reduction seems to be slightly sidelined and it's not central to everything the government does.
Well, in our country, we have the representative, as I mentioned, from NEMO in different line ministries that we are trying our best to see how we can mitigate and ease the situation whenever a disaster strikes in our country. We have areas like, for example, this village known as Crooked Tree. From time to time, we receive flooding in the area. The same water that runs down from the Belize River Valley area passes through Crooked Tree, and we have a situation where the entire community gets cut off. So now what government was able to do was to raise the road up to 4 feet high, so that the less resource now that government will have to use in terms of boating the entire working population to and fro, the students going to school, loss of work days, loss of school days, valuable school days, and that kind of thing. So we are trying our best to make sure that we can mitigate those situations. We also have a situation whereby raising the road from Belize City through to the airport there in Ladyville to reduce the risk of flooding so that then will not impede heavily on our economy.
Disaster mitigation is incredibly expensive though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is very expensive, and most of our small countries do not have the budget that we can offset this kind of thing. So we would seek funding from other organizations to come in and assist us.